Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hey, you sexy V's. You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk. That's right. I'm Miss V. We are 2 hours earlier. We are 2 weeks later and two hours earlier. What's up, Greg? I got my co-host, Greg. I got an OKC. What's up, Greg?
How you doing, Ms. V?
I'm doing a whole hell of a lot better than I was on Monday.
Yep, I do know a little bit of that story there. So.
And I celebrated Super Bowl Sunday. And no, I was not rooting for the Buccaneers. I mean, I'm kind of happy that Tom Brady won, but my agenda was just to do like everybody else, just get fucked up. It didn't matter who won. But that's what I'm saying. So
exactly.
That's why I care. But
exactly.
I did actually watch the game,
yep.
But the rapper E-40 has a Wine line. It's actually been out for a while. I just didn't know it was him until my daughter told me. So the wine is called Earl Stevens. This is not no $5.99 wine, okay? The bottle is a $20 a bottle, which still is it's not a cheap wine, but it's not a high priced wine either. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
That shit got us so fucked up. First of all, I don't normally have to mix my wine with orange juice. In order to drink the fucking wine, we had to mix it with orange juice.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's so popular that it can't be found around where I live at. I mean, now everybody know my daughter lives in the heart of the city and nobody sells it. So my daughter is like, hey, Mom, my friend who lives up by you, she got some. But she didn't ask her where she got it from, so I called around. Now, pull like this, and y'all know I talk about white folks and black folks equally. This some white people shit, okay? Because I had to go to the whitest of the white neighborhood to find this shit. See, this that shit that his picture ain't on it or nothing. It's not his, you know, don't say rapper on it, but that shit is made for white people. You know, black folks kind of like that shit sweet. You know, we want to sip and be sweet. This shit is fucking 18% volume for wine.
Oh, damn.
We had to drink orange juice with it. So, and then I think I posted the pictures on Instagram. But if anybody saw, maybe I didn't. I don't know where I posted them. If anybody saw the pictures I posted, the different vodkas, this vodka is made in Detroit by Detroit City Distillery. Big shout out Detroit City Distillery. This year I got my Punchki vodka for anybody. Everybody knows Fat Tuesday. New Orleans, we're not going to New Orleans, but here in Michigan, anybody knows about the Polish tradition of the Punchkis. The story behind the Punchkis is that everybody keeps saying it's a donut. What it is that because for Lent, the Polish family used to get rid of all their dough and everything. So this is how Punchkis came about. I'm really doing a condensed version. You guys go look it up online if y'all want to find out the whole story. But, you know, you get the lard and the, put it like this. It's a million fucking calories, but all this has to be done by the first day of Lent, which is that Tuesday. So we got our Punchkis.
Yep.
We got the Punchki one. We got cocktails. Oh, we got fucked up. We got so fucked up that my brand new puppy, no, he did not get fucked up, but he was like, my brand new puppy would not come into my office. He's like, fuck this shit. I'm going where it's dark. You would have thought he got fucked up too. I did not wake up on time on Monday. I still have a fucking day job. I woke up like 15 minutes before I start work. That is not me. I'm normally up like 3 hours before I'm supposed to start work. So it was like, hella. I'm with, okay, white people, y'all get the petition, I'll sign it. Because y'all know they ain't going to do shit for the black folks. Y'all been yelling for the longest. Super Bowl Monday, the day after Super Bowl needs to be a federal holiday. I get it, okay? I get it. I party every year for Super Bowl, but I get it. Now I see how fucked up y'all be getting. So, give me the petition, I'll sign it.
Oh, shit.
So, I mean, we had a good time, but I'm getting ready to do a repeat after the show tonight. At midnight, well, really, 12:39, my baby turns 30. So she'll be over here because, like, when she turned 21, I gave her her first drink. She had her very first alcohol drink with me when she turned 21. So for 30, since we're not in New Orleans, because if anybody doesn't know, we weren't supposed to be having a show this week. I was supposed to be saying, holla at y'all later. We would have been back in 2 weeks instead of 1 week because I would have been in New Orleans at this time and I would have been getting fucked up. Well, naturally, New Orleans is shut down. Anybody who's been watching the news, they're telling people don't, hold on, somebody is at my front door. And I don't understand.
Could
why
be your daughter.
On my door. No, she has keys. She would never. Wait a minute. I need to. Where's my. What's going on? Sorry about this, you guys.
All good.
Actually, I'm glad y'all. I'm glad y'all on here. That's why I can.
Now, with the promotion that you sent out yesterday and today, went ahead and shared.
So hopefully,
I might have some 405 people calling.
Okay, so this is Amazon. I wish they would learn how to do stuff.
When did you order Amazon?
I have a doorbell.
Yesterday?
Yeah, and it wasn't due here until Monday. Scared the shit out of me. Let me look at this camera.
How much snow you got on the ground?
Barely any.
Okay,
they put it on
we
my back porch,
at.
So I got it.
There
see,
you
I
go.
Can see my camera's live. So,
oh, yeah.
But sometimes I got something out of my damn camera. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I didn't have shit scared out of me, now we back to the show. So, hey, I'm not used to folks knocking on my door when it's dark outside, okay? That's why I got cameras all on this bitch.
Yep.
But somehow my camera got disconnected, so that explains why my cameras haven't been going off. I don't even know when it got disconnected, so I don't know what the hell happened that I got signed out of all my damn cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me bring in Randy. He could talk for a minute. I got to go get this off my back porch. Hey, Randy, what's going on?
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I had the shit scared out of me while I'm on the air, but I'm doing good.
I'm just recovering from last night. I feel like I had a fall last night on my back.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. I felt it in the morning. It fell on my back, so I felt it in the morning, though, believe me. So I laid in some hot water. It was icy. I mean, the pavement was icy yesterday. No, I would rather have snow. Personally, I'd rather have snow than ice.
Oh, my! This is my daughter's stuff. I don't know what the hell my daughter ordered. So that's probably another coming.
How are you doing, Randy, other than slipping?
Other than that, I'm doing all right.
Good deal, man.
I'm doing all right.
I did hear or see one of your posts that you did slip, so I'm glad you're feeling okay.
Yeah, I just got a bruised ass. I just got a bruised ass. no broken bones,
yep.
Thank goodness.
You got snow up there, and what's
the deal? We had ice up there.
Oh.
We had ice, no snow.
We
now,
got snow down
got
here.
No.
Me.
I would rather
no,
have
we got
snow than
here
ice.
Too.
I'm sorry.
And it's coming down.
Oh, you're snowing where you are?
Oh, big time. Plus, the temp right now is 3 degrees.
Well, that's cold, all right.
Oh, yeah.
That's those going to stick.
Yep.
For sure.
And we got snow all night and ends tomorrow. Then we got another snow coming in Tuesday and Wednesday.
Jeez.
So, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to work until Thursday.
Not giving you a break.
No. Oh, no.
Weather's not giving you a break. Shit.
No.
Yeah, that's messed up.
We got the Arctic. Yeah.
Shoot, we were supposed to get snow, I think about, let's see, how many times? 4 times this year.
Oh, wow.
We didn't get hardly any. I mean, the only time we got snow is on the pavement, on the cars and the grass.
Yeah.
So that's the only snow we have, and the roofs of the houses. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, no, the snowblower has been out already this year. The snowblower has been out. The snowblower has been out, and I've had to put gas in it. Women, I had gas in it for the beginning of the season. While I was using it, I had to put more gas in it. So, yes, the snowblower has been used already this year here. And I could probably use it again this morning, but because it keeps fluctuating with the temperature going up and down, but we're supposed to get more snow here also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now that I done got interrupted for fucking Amazon that wasn't even mine.
Yeah.
So, I got fucked up as hell last week. And for those of y'all don't know that if I'm texting Greg on a Monday morning, knowing his ass is at work, I must be fucked up.
Not to mention that dog.
Oh, yeah, and the new puppy. He, listen, the only damn dog that woke up last Monday was the old dog. Because the puppy was like, oh, this bitch still asleep. I ain't moving. He does not. I knew when I got him that he didn't like being disturbed in out of his sleep. The pictures that they had of him, they showed one of the pictures, and he had that look on his face like, bitch, why you wake me up? That's one of the pictures they took. I kid you not. One of the pictures they took of him had the, bitch, why'd you wake me up to take a picture of me? And he is not. That is his personality. He don't like being fucked with when he's sleep. When he's sleep, he's sleep. He don't want to be fucked with. Now, he will fight sleep like any other child. But, he's, like, right now laying next to me. But in a minute, he's going to go behind my chair, and he's going to put his head up underneath my drape because he don't want no light in his eyes. He always has it where his eyes are covered. He don't play. I mean... He literally, I have a pillow in my office that he can sleep on. Well, my house is, I have blackout curtains throughout my house. And where my office is technically a bedroom, but there's no bedroom furniture here. It's all office furniture. But my bedroom is across from my office. So he could get out my office and go to my hallway. I have this big-ass pillow for him. It's a dog pillow. He pulls the fucking pillow from my office, from in front of my desk, to the hallway to where it's dark at, and goes there and sleeps in the daytime. He don't play. When he wants it dark, he want it dark. Me and him going to get along good. Like this morning, now I haven't had a drink since last Monday, naturally. A bitch ain't shit. I realize I don't know how alcoholics do it, and I'm going to say this wholeheartedly. Normally I would say this is a white thing or something like that, but okay, what's that thing they be talking about? White girl drunk or white girl stupid drunk or something. I don't know how that bitches do it because, see, I don't do hangover very well. And I don't get headache hangovers. I get that nauseated hangover. I get that where I can function. I don't have no woman headache, but I don't want to really touch no food. That shit wasn't good.
Right.
It took me about, and I was dehydrated. So, and normally when I drink, I'm drinking water. So I'm that person who, if you ever see them out drinking, I'm the person, I have a drink, and I'm chasing it with water. I'm having a drink, I'm chasing it with water. That's what I do. I didn't chase it with no water because I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm at home. I'd be good. I should have been chasing it with water because that shit got me fucked up. I can't hang like I used to. But I have come to the conclusion that people will think I'm an alcoholic. I looked at my bar. I need risers for my bar because there's so much alcohol on it. I have alcohol that has never been opened on my bar, a lot of alcohol that's never been opened. I have my rum that I got from Puerto Rico that I've never opened. I have different alcohols I have open. I have my penthouse whiskey tequila that I've opened. I've only had like one or two shots. I have my penthouse vodka that I think I've had one shot of.
Oh, wow.
I have a lot of alcohol on my bar. And then I have alcohol under my bar. So what's not on top of my bar, I have under my bar. See, I need an actual bar. I need another house already because I need a real wet bar. And for those of y'all who don't know what a wet bar is what just like it sounds, it's a wet bar, which means that it's a full bar, a full functioning bar. My parents have a wet bar. We actually need to switch fucking houses, except that I don't want to move back to Detroit. But they have a wet bar. I can use the fucking wet bar right now.
Yep.
But I actually like the way my windows sit. Their windows in their bedroom sit different than mine, so I would lose my mind because you can't see outside when you're in their bedroom. Because, well, front bedroom. No, their front bedroom, the window sits up high versus, like, at a level where you could just look out of it. You have to, like, reach up and open up the window because it's high up. So that's for the front of the house, and that's where my office will end up being. In the back of the house, there's one regular level and then one up high. Okay, can't do that. I just ain't got used to, you know, regular level windows. Just saying.
Right.
But their wet bar I need. Actually, I could probably do a wet bar here if I got rid of my bedroom and my dressing room and my basement. My basement is big enough for a wet bar. But
for a person who never had a wet bar before, even though I do know what it is, what advice would you give me to build one? Build a wet bar?
Okay, a wet bar like I currently have, you just go buy the thing. But for like a wet bar like my parents have, I wouldn't even know how to tell you to build it because it's a lot. You need a lot of room to build a wet bar.
Okay, of course.
Well, basically, you would have a countertop, and then behind it, you would have a sink or two, And then also shelving behind that for basically all the liquors, the coolers. And to me, that's a wet bar. Because
yeah, that's how my
got
parents
a
start.
Sink behind the countertop.
Well, my parents' wet bar, do they have the sink? I can't remember. Their wet bar is so big. I can't remember. I know they've got all the, they've got the full area because, like, the liquor that's on my bar, it was a, if I, the liquor I have at my house, if I put it on my parents' bar, it would look like I didn't have any liquor. So.
Right.
But I need the risers. And I think my dad, I
yes.
think they, because their house came with a wet bar. And they bought their house, God, before my children were born. So that was over 30 years ago. And when they bought their house, they had a wet bar in it already. And my parents don't drink. So why the fuck they got a bar, I don't know. They don't drink. I kid you not, I think there's two bottles of alcohol on that bar. I'm serious.
That's not
I think
a bar.
There's two bottles. Maybe.
Two bottles? That's not a bar.
You hear me say it? Maybe.
Yeah. And
so,
see, that would be, when that house was built, it would have been built again, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis,
yes.
and Frank Sinatra days,
the, Rat
the Web Bar. So the Rat Pack would have been back in the 50s, 60s.
Yeah, their house
and
was built.
Then,
I want to say their house
yes.
was built before that because they have the wet bar.
Yes.
When I tell you that, and they've got that paneling down there, but you would never know they had a laundry room and another bathroom down there. Like, and
right.
even at my house, you wouldn't know I have. They actually have three bathrooms in their house where I only have two bathrooms in mine because their house is actually bigger
yeah.
than mine. But
yeah.
They have a wet bar. They've got everything down in their basement. And when I tell you
okay,
that.
Okay, now, when was that house built for your mom and dad?
I have no clue because they bought the house in 88. And
okay.
the house had to, that house was probably built in the 50s. Because my house was built the same year I was born. And my house is newer than theirs. So I want
okay.
to say their house might have been built. Their house might have been built in the 40s or the 50s.
Okay. Now
their house is
house
a real
is
brick
built.
House. My because the house is
now. Yes, I mean your house is newer, but it doesn't have that. Now, thing is, houses built back in the 20s, early 30s. Could have had a wet bar installed in them for the reason of prohibition.
Right.
Well, see, they still have the paneling and stuff. So I want to say that their house probably was built in the 50s. I don't think their house was built
yeah.
in the 40s because I believe that when we were looking at the age of my other house, that the house that
mm-hmm.
I lived in that I had bought before was older than their house, even though it's smaller. For whatever reason, I keep my houses smaller than theirs. I need bigger. Actually, I'm looking at bigger
yeah.
now. I swore
yeah.
I wasn't going to move again, but I am. If I can't get this house did the way I've been getting estimates, and I've been told that it is possible to have it done, but it might cost me.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking it would be worth it because I have enough land where I could actually have this. I could have the foundation redid on this house without me moving. They said they could
mm-hmm.
add on the square footage on the, in the. They could actually add on square footage in my basement, which I asked them, how would you do that without, you know, since those bricks are already there for that foundation. So I guess there's a way to redo, there's a way to add on the foundation even in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
This house actually needs to be torn down and rebuilt because I told you I could touch the ceiling and I'm only 5'3". So, and that's in my basement. I only have 8-foot high ceilings and I need 12-foot high ceilings. And for anybody who don't understand why I'm saying I need 12-foot high ceilings, In order to swing on a good pole, you need 12 feet. And, ladies, I'm just telling you, you need to be able to exercise in your house. I mean, right now, COVID has shown we need places to exercise. And I realize that I cannot even put up my portable pole because my portable pole, even though it will go to an 8-foot ceiling, a 12-foot ceiling gives me the proper depth that I need to be able to climb and do the swinging. So naturally, my pole has not gone up. And, yes, I do own a portable pole. So I have looked at everything, and, I mean, maybe God will bless me and let me hit the lottery. I want everybody to understand, I don't need, like, the big Mega Millions and Powerball because, see, more money means more problems. I want y'all to understand that more money, more problems. All I need is my 4 or 5 million. 4 or 5 million means that I would be a millionaire, but I wouldn't be a millionaire because after taxes, I might only have like 1.2 million. After I have my house built, I'd be back down to a less than a few hundred thousand. You know what I'm saying? But I would have what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I know people say that's not realistic, but I'm not. I have come to realize as long as I'm able to do what I want to, I want to be comfortable. And I think that's what people say, I want to be rich. Now, I want to be comfortable. And there's a big difference between rich and comfortable. Because, prime example, our former commander-in-chief. If anybody's been listening, and I'm not talking about the other stuff that went on. Financially, this man is in trouble. $400 million in debt, more money, more problems. Okay? Money does not make you happy.
You can say that again.
I want to be comfortable. I want to be able to pay my bills. I want to be able to go places. You know, would it be nice to be able to say I could go on a private jet? Yes, it would be nice, but it's not a necessity, okay? I don't have no problem flying coach. And I want to tell everybody, I know how to fly Southwest. Southwest might not have a first class and all that, but let me tell you what Southwest does have. Southwest has where you can pay $15 extra and you can get onto the plane earlier. You can pick your own fucking seat. That's just as good as first class to me. I'm just telling you. That means if I want to be next to the bathroom or close to the bathroom, I can be there. If I want to be close to the front to get the fuck off, I can be. Just telling And while you paying $300 or $400 to be upgraded to first class, I could pay $15 and have the same service you got. I don't need free alcohol on the plane, okay? I'm just telling y'all, you think of the amenities of first class and then think of how much you're paying for. Southwest has two bags fly free. And listen, I think the drinks are a drink is like $5, $6 on the plane. Okay, have you a couple of drinks, you good. You still coming out cheaper than you would on Delta flying first class. Delta, if you listen, I'm not anti-Delta because I do fly Delta and I like flying Delta. And I know the secrets to getting upgraded on planes. And I'll say it because I haven't flown. I don't plan on flying for a minute. But listen, you get your seat that you don't want on the plane. What you do is you stalk the airline's website, and you see how many seats are available. And what you start noticing is you can see if that plane is filling up, what you do is that if you really don't want nobody near you, you volunteer to move to the exit row. Because the exit row, if you volunteer to move to the exit row, you don't have to pay for it. The exit row actually pays more money, and a lot of people don't know that. Because they have more leg room and everything else on the exit row. So, if you want that extra room, you can volunteer to go to the exit row. So, I literally stalk like the airline. I'll be like, okay, upgrade. I volunteer to go here. Because I'll look at the plane and I'll see how that row might be empty, but everything else is around and they need people there. So, I volunteer to move. It still don't hurt me.
That's good to know.
Yesterday I was having fun on the internet. I was just Googling some pictures of movie theaters I used to go to as a kid. Yesterday, And it was fun yesterday. I mean, I was checking out some of the theaters I used to go to as a kid, some of the theaters I'd never seen before in my life, names I never even heard of and stuff. Baltimore used to have a lot of movie theaters where I live. As of last year, we have 4 movie theaters in the entire city. 4 movie theaters. And the rest, you got to go out in the freaking burbs. You got to go far away.
That's like Detroit. Detroit doesn't have any movie theaters left. I think there's 1 movie theater left in the city of Detroit. I think there's 1. Because all of the theaters, they couldn't afford, like, to continuously upgrade like they're doing. So, and as a matter of fact, one of the suburbs, and it's the city of Southfield, I don't know if both their movie theaters, but one of their theaters closed down. And I remember when that theater was open, that theater wasn't even 20 years old. And it was an AMC theater. It was one of the big ones, one of the brand new AMC theaters that had all the different, I want to say it had like 16 different theaters in it. You know, it had video games, all that stuff in it. And it's now closed. So the pandemic, and first of all, AMC, I know everybody's saying AMC, they losing money. Okay, AMC ain't lost that much damn money, okay? They're a major corporation. I feel for the people who've lost their jobs, but the corporation itself, I'm not feeling for. I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
Because they put out the smaller, they put the smaller theaters out of business. And I tell everybody, there's nothing like going to a home. What I like is we still have the drive-in here. The drive-in has been making money because they are the only theaters that were allowed to be open, which is quite funny. The drive-in was allowed to be open.
I mean, that's
and
funny.
We only have one drive-in here, so the drive-in doing good.
Yeah, drive-in, we only have one here in Oklahoma City. It opened last weekend and had 2 movies and good turnout and all that, even being cold. Now, as far as the indoor, the Warren Theater in Midwest City, I mean, it was put up for auction last week because of
COVID. Well, when I tell you that the drive-in theater here has 5 screens, and I'm going to tell you guys what's playing right now.
Okay.
Today, this is the first screen. They've got Judas and the Black Messiah for the first movie and American Skin for the second movie. Now, remember, you could be at the drive-in at 2 in the morning, so I want everybody to understand that. And you get 2 movies. You do better to drive in and do it at the regular theater because you get 2 movies. And they don't put you out. So you can miss part of the first movie and stay and watch the second movie and then re-see the other movie. So the regular theater is it's called the second theater is The Little Thing. That's what Denzel Washington and the second movie is The Mad Hatter. So the feature is the first one I'm telling you guys. And the third theater is Breaking News in Yuba County. And the second, they're doing good. They got Breaking News in Yuba County. And for their second movie, they got Judas and the Black Messiah. So Judas and the Black Messiah is playing in 2 different theaters. So that's good to know. But I know everybody like, really, she telling us this? And then they got Fear of the Rain and Fatale and one of the other ones. The last one is The Marksman. And then, The Little Things. It's also, so The Little Things and Judas and the Black Messiah, y'all got it going on, okay?
Let me ask this question. Are you making millions of dollars?
Since I don't know the owners, I know it's still family-owned. I don't think they're making millions, but they're not losing either. This theater actually used to be bigger than it is. They've got 5 screens now. They used to be bigger. But to still have 5 screens in this day and to be able to hold that many movies, I mean, you ready for this? Admission for an adult is
$12. Understand.
Children
are
$5 and kids under 5 are free. So for $24, 2 adults can go to the drive-in and see 2 movies. And, you know, you can take your own food with you to the movies. Unlike to the drive-in, you can take your own food. I can't speak for nobody else, but when it's not COVID, and I'm saying this because we actually, even as an adult, as recently as a couple of years ago, we were actually having cookouts at the drive-in. And when I say cookout,
oh wow,
it wasn't like a full it wasn't like a full barbecue, but you go in the summer, and you know what road y'all all parking in, y'all there,
yeah.
Y'all chilling. Somebody might have a little barbecue grill going, because remember we all outside, ain't nothing around you. Oh hell, we be doing good, and drinking. Shit, we got the Imagine Beat because we've been drinking at the drive-in.
Getting drunk?
Oh,
getting drunk in a
yeah.
drive-in. I never heard of getting drunk in a drive-in movie theater.
Oh, big time. Big time. Oh, yeah. Trust me, I can remember drinking, drive-in, and getting late.
Damn.
Yeah, you ain't never got late until you get late at the drive-in. That's
Amen
a different type
on
of,
that.
That's a different type. First of all, it ain't called late. It's called fucking. So
exactly.
That's it.
Trust me. Yeah.
I mean, I've been watching looking at all those old pictures. I've been to that theater. I've been to that theater as a kid. Been to that theater. Been there. Right.
Oh wow! Now they put the new rules up is no grilling or barbecuing. That's because the folks like me. I'm telling you.
Yeah, now, I mean, we would take food when I remember as a kid to a drive-in, but, you weren't grilling nothing. Even
no, we
in
was
a pickup bed.
We be grilling.
We but this is all due to COVID.
Yeah.
So these are like the COVID rules. Because they got the mask rules on here, and wow, David said he the cooking elements are prohibited. How you gonna stop folks? Because if I'm in my pickup, I'm gonna let you know. I might not have a barbecue grill, but you know I know how to bring a hot plate with me. Okay.
Oh yeah. And that's fake. Now, I mean, what we had back in the 70s and 80s. Was nothing. Now, in 2020, 20 teens, 2021, that's like, oh, that's small. I can cook my own food out here at the drive-in. It's propane.
But again,
it's
propane, yeah.
Or
good propane.
What's the other? Boy. Gas.
What is it?
Butane.
Butane.
Because I use that on a cooking stove at the house. And trust me, it's like, oh hell yes.
You know, one as of last year, in my area, one theater closed for good. Because of COVID, it's a beautiful theater though. It has a movie theater, combination movie theater, and restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And you can eat you have. This just gives new meaning to the words dinner and a movie. New meaning to the words.
See,
we've
been doing that here. Here we have been doing that. I mean. I want to say more than 10 years ago, and I'm going to tell you which theater chain started at. I don't know if it's the same theater chain that's there, but the Imagine Theaters are the ones where you have dinner and a movie. Because me and a group of my friends, we call ourselves the fam, and we're a bunch of coworkers, but we hang together outside of work. We call ourselves the fam, and that means like we would do little get-togethers around the holidays with our entire families. You know, children and all. So
yeah.
We always did like family friendly. And we went to the Imagine, I mean, they even got a bowling alley in the Imagine Theater that we went to. So when I say dinner and a movie, we talking about dinner and bowling. And I ain't talking about no hot dogs and no chips. I'm talking about you can have a real meal and then go to the movie and take your alcohol to the movies. And the Imagine that's out by me, they have a full service bar that you could take your alcohol into the movies with you. So believe me.
Oh shoot! I can imagine a person getting drunk while the movie's playing.
We have one place down here that does that. Even before the pandemic, then we had one open. Same thing, Brews and Cruise or something like that. But it was, movie theater, and they brewed their own beer.
And the crazy part, due to COVID last year, they closed the theater. Well, first it was closed, other movie theater temporarily. And I figured they opened back up somehow. But due to COVID, that theater gave up. They just closed it all together.
Right.
They gave up.
And
because they knew it wasn't making that much money.
We had two of them do that. The Brews and Movies or whatever. Yeah, they shut down because they can't of COVID. The Warren Theater, Midwest City, here close to me, same thing. It's like they never were able to open up. So the bank basically foreclosed on them and then went up to auction this week.
I can believe that. Trust me, I can believe that.
And the Warren Theater in Moore, where tornadoes go through and tear up shit, they got hit twice with tornadoes when they opened. Now, the thing is, they serve food, serve beer, private suites, and stuff like that. So, and they thought, let's go ahead and move to Midwest City. Yeah, COVID pretty much shut them down.
I mean, I live near two movie theaters in my area within walking distance. They've been closed since around March.
Yeah,
since March, every time when I go past those theaters, they're right near each other. They're right near each other. I mean, it's freaking sad. I mean, one of those theaters I've been to since I was a kid, and the other just reopened about 4 years ago.
Yeah,
I mean, it's freaking sad. That no
so
one goes
part of
to the
it
movie.
Is because it's so expensive to go, and now you look at it like Judas and the Black Messiah is also on HBO Max.
Yeah.
So you get the person like me. I'm not going to the theater because I'm going to watch Judas and the Black Messiah on HBO Max, just like I did Wonder Woman.
And Stars. Now, with watching new releases on HBO Stars, I mean, how is that going to actually impact all the movie theaters, mom and pop type places, and the whole nine?
Well, you know what? For people who don't have it, like, I have HBO Max only because I have HBO, but you have, like, my daughter, she doesn't have HBO. So, because of a lot of people not subscribing, like, HBO came out with HBO Max because of the number of people who did not want HBO any longer. I have HBO because I am in love with Bill Maher. And I do watch other stuff on there, but primarily for Bill Maher. But HBO is my only premium channel outside of the sports that I have. I have all my other cable stuff. But because I have HBO, I automatically get HBO Max. And because Comcast is my cable provider, I have Peacock. So I get, and then my daughter has Netflix, so I have Netflix. I have Disney Plus, so that means my daughter has Disney Plus. Actually, I have Disney Plus and Hulu, so I'm covered with a lot of stuff because of me having that, but I'm one of the few people who can afford to have all that stuff. And I tell everybody that once COVID gets, it's going to take 3 to 5 years for this economy to pick back up. I'm telling everybody, as a business owner, it's going to take 3 to 5 years. So for anybody who thinks they're going to recover immediately, or if you don't have the financial means to be able to say, I'm going to wait on my business to come back, and it's going to be a slow recovery. Even if everybody is vaccinated by July.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying that as an if. I can tell you, I will probably be one of the last people to get vaccinated. Not because I want to be, it's because I refuse to get vaccinated. I don't want 2 shots. I have had a number of coworkers all over the country get, and I have a job, my coworkers are all over the country. I'm not going to tell y'all where I work, but I have coworkers all over the country. And those who have gotten vaccinated, they have gotten their second shots. And everybody who has gotten their second shots has said they have gotten sick. And I don't have time for that shit. I am still recovering from my surgery last summer, and I refuse to put myself in any situation that may jeopardize my health even more. And they have, even though they've done all the research and everything on the vaccine, getting 2 shots is not what I'm ready for. I don't like needles. I had a hell of a time when I had my surgery. We're talking a person who has collapsing veins, which I know they don't stick into my vein. They're going to poke me in my damn muscle in my arm. I know how that goes. But because I don't like fucking needles, and I haven't gotten a flu shot. Normally, I get the flu shot every year. I'm so paranoid that I'm afraid that they're going to say, oh, by the way, yeah, when you got your flu shot, that was COVID also. Fuck you. No. I'm not doing
Bingo.
It.
Amen. I do not get a flu shot because every time I get one free, guess what? I get sick. So, fuck that. I do not get a flu shot.
My last flu shot I got, I want to say, was 2018, because we're 2021 now. And I didn't get it in 2019, because I normally get it. No, maybe I did. I can't remember. I may or may not have gotten it in 2019. I know I didn't get it in 2020. Did I get it in 2020? I can't remember. Either way. No, because we're in 2021. So, no, I did not get it in 2020 because I normally get mine like that October, November, going into the next year. Mm-hmm. So, no, I didn't get one in 2020 because I am definitely afraid. And I ain't going to lie to anybody. And everybody said, what am I afraid of? I'm a whole lot afraid. And I think that's the problem. If you verbalize why you're afraid, and I've had many people talking to me, I've had my friends all over the country, they'll say, hey, here's the background, here's the information. I've done my research. My parents have done their research. Both my parents have gotten the shots. I'm glad they've gotten them. They are in that age bracket, and both of them have had COVID. I, on the other hand, I'll wait. As I told everybody, I'm not saying I'm never going to get it because this is something that's going to be a continuous thing. But they haven't even said if we're going to have to get a booster. Guess what? Damn. I'm sorry. This dog just fucking passed gas next to me.
That's got to be the little baby.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's right. And speaking from experience, dogs pass the worst smelly gas. And they look up and it's like, okay, I'm going to lay back down.
And that's exactly what he did. I have Lysol in my office. Yes, everybody. I'm that person. I'm spraying my house with Lysol. I used to have air freshener. I have to show the Lysol. I spray Lysol everywhere. So the dog tag is gas. Lysol is gone, okay? So I sprayed the Lysol, and he got that look like Greg just said, and he not moved, and he going back to sleep. He's like, okay, I'm good.
Oh,
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, Miss V. That shit is funny.
Listen, that's what we call this show, Real Talk, because, see, anybody who listens to the show, they'd be like, damn, did she just interrupt everything she said because her dog passed gas? Yes. That should, you know, if you got an animal, and I can't speak for cats. I can only speak for dogs. But when dogs pass gas, they always want to be near you when they pass gas. And then you'd be like, what the hell? I'm like, oh, hell no. No, you have to. That's it. You have to take care of that immediately situation.
Yeah. I mean, as far as cats, I've never had gas like that with a cat. Dogs, it's like,
they can clear a damn room.
What are you waking me up for? It's like, what are you waking me up for? Okay, I'm going back to sleep. It's like, oh, shit. It'll run you out of the room.
It will wake you. And if you're asleep when a dog casts gas, it will wake you up out your damn sleep.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You'll be like, you'll be sleeping, you'll be like, oh, hell no, it will wake you up out your sleep. You will open up windows if you don't have any spray in you. I have Lysol in every single room in my fucking house, okay? Because I don't play that much.
And that is so true. Oh, trust me.
Lysol used the best for that sort of thing.
I'll put it this way, Randy. If a dog shit on the floor, it would not smell as bad as them farting.
Them passing gas smells way worse than them shitting on the floor.
Oh, yep, a lot worse. Oh, 10 times.
Yeah, I don't have a pet, but I do not have a pet. Never had a pet. To me, to this day, I don't know why I don't have a pet. But I can imagine if a dog shits on the floor. I was just thinking, how long would it take to get rid of that smell completely? I mean, you know, like one day could not do
that
it.
That smell goes away quick. I mean, once you get the shit, the smell goes away quick.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, diarrhea.
When a dog passes gas, if you don't spray something in the air, it's gonna sit there for a minute, and more than a minute.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna sit there for a while. That's why I got up and, like I said, I keep Lysol in every single room of my house. I have cans. If it's not Lysol, it's the generic brand. And yes, I'm mm-hmm. that person who's been able to find the generic shit. So I've got it all over my house. For one, I'm still leery of touching shit that other people don't touch. I'm not a germaphobe. I'm a COVID-phobe. So I'm definitely afraid of COVID. So, like, people come to my house. Nobody outside of my family has been in my home in almost a year. I think my best friend, she's been over here twice.
Mm.
Yeah.
And she has stood outside. She has not even been in. So inside my home, my son is the only one out, and my mother, she came in once after I had my surgery. Aside from that, ain't nobody up in this damn house other than my daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm serious about that. I mean, and when I say that I limit my going out the house, today was, I normally leave my house once every 2 weeks for a couple of days to do my running around. Other than that, outside of going to do stuff for work, I don't leave my home. These folks who, anyone has to leave their house every single day, I understand. But as a person who does not have to leave their house every single day, the best way for me to be protected is to not be a, you know, they say, the only way they're going to stop this virus is for people to sit their ass down and be still. Well, I'm one of the people who's trying to sit still. I mean, and I have the app on my phone to do the contact tracing. So when I say that it's crazy, I mean, I will know if I've been exposed to COVID because if the person that I've been around is using the same app I am, I will get a notification. And it doesn't have to be someone
right.
I know. That's what I like about the COVID app. I don't have to know the person at all. It doesn't have to be anybody that I've talked to. But if I've been in that area where they've been, I'm going to get a notification on my phone. And thank God the places that I've been, I have not gotten any notifications that I've been in that same time frame when somebody with COVID was there. So, yeah, I'm that paranoid person. Not sure. I lost my train of thought before the damn dog passed gas. I'm not getting that shot. I am going to get the shot eventually. I'm waiting on the single dose to come out because I don't want to do the two shots.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, my parents have talked to me, they have told me, you need to get the two shots because of the higher percentage. Guess what? I figure if everybody else gets the two shots, I'm good when I get the one, right? Y'all got the higher.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. My daughter is a CNA, and she says, I'm not getting a shot. And on top of that, she's already come down positive with COVID and survived and done all that. And still, it's like, okay, no, I don't want the shot because, I don't, you know, what's the side effects?
Yeah, people are skeptical
and
these
see,
days.
That's all thing.
Well,
both of my parents, like I said, both my parents caught COVID, and I told everybody I'm actually glad that my parents are not going to the hospital because it seemed like that when you go into the hospital, that's when COVID is worse to me.
Right. I agree.
And, you know, I just tell everybody, I'm that person. Am I going to get it eventually? Yes. Now, if they tell me that I can't go to a fucking football game without having it, or that I can't go to work without having it, then I'm going to be forced to. You know, I'm not going to have a choice.
Yeah.
And
bingo.
You know, if my job says that in order to do my job, I can't do it, or if they start telling me there are places I can't go unless I've had that shot, then yes, I'm going to be forced to get it at that point. Because I'm not going to make it where I can't go places either.
Right.
Mm.
And I know they're going to probably come out with something to make sure to get people to get it. They're going to probably start doing some mandates. But until then, I'm hanging loose. But, like, this is such a quick hour. I'm, like, loving that we did this so early because it's almost 8 o'clock. And guess what? We're getting ready to say, talk to you next week.
I love it. It's awesome.
I want everybody to have a great week. Remember, new time. If anybody got confused, all of the images have been changed. That's why I put out the tweet and the Facebook stuff, letting y'all know. This is our new time slot, 7 p.m. I'm loving it. I'm not yawning in nobody's ear. I'm not trying to go to sleep. I mean, the only time we might have some conflicts is during football season. And I don't see too many of them right now. So have a great week, everybody. And we'll talk to you next week.
Hello, guys. People going to sleep is me. I love it. Early time.
I don't think we should talk about this. People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.